Siat Deshmaya, Gvaldiga time, 2 days before the Heilige Heilige Hilul of Reb Shimba Yochui. We'll get to spend a few minutes here together, learning, getting ready for the Gvaldiga Yom Tov, Lag Ba'omer, tremendous day that every single year is Moisif Ha'Heilich. Like Rav Tzadik and other Tzadikim Taras, the Yom Tov Lag Ba'omer of Tov Shin Pei Gimel. We've never had such a Lag Ba'omer before. The koyches of this Lag Ba'omer are growing, are being built upon all the Lag Ba'omers that came before us. And befrat that 2 years ago, Tov Shin Pei Aleph, the tremendous tragedy for Klal Yisrael of the Ikroyve Akadesh of the 45 neshamas that went up to Shemayim and the Asr Kaddish of Meron, and what that meant, that Klal Yisrael was thrown into a tremendous time of tshuva, of his oirus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to be ma'oiras, to wake us up in such a holy place, at such a holy time. And we can't leave what happened. We have to build on that hisoiris of the Kroivaya Kadesh, and to know and to be making ourselves for the Gevaldika Yom Tov of Lag Ba'omer, with so much potential, so much Kedusha lies waiting for us. And the Koich of Reb Shimba Yochui, the Gevaldige Or of Reb Shimon, the Soid of Reb Shimon, the Soid of the Zohar Lashon, Zihiris Arakia, a tremendous illumination. And like the Beis Aaron, the Aaron Karlin, the Aaron Agodl, Tadas, such a thing that we could never say such a thing if it wasn't coming from the mouth of one of the greatest students of the Baal Shem Tov, one of the great tzaddikim, such a language. Kashem Shakodesh Baruch Hu Lakol. In the same way that Hashem is for every single Jew, Kach Reb Shimba Yochai Lakol, so too Reb Shimba Yochai is to every single Jew. A Kashem Kach, Afilu Apchusim, even the lowliest, most downtrodden Jews, Reb Shimba Yochai is lakol. It's for everybody. And the tzaddik continues, Mi shemamin, but Reb Shimba Yochai. If somebody believes in the koyach, Reb Shimon, yesh lo chizik mi Reb Shimon. If somebody believes in the koyach of Reb Shimba Yochai, yesh lo chizik mi Reb Shimba Yochai. That person has a tremendous chizik. And this generation, a time of so much hester ponim, anoichi haster aster, a tremendous hester ponim, a hester that's kofel mechupel, so, so hidden over. Like the tzaddikim said, the hester ponim is so much. Hashem is hiding so much. That we don't, there's one thing to know that Hashem is hiding. That's one darga. I know you're hiding, Hashem, but I can't see you. There's another type of hester ponim that's even more intense. That's the hester ponim that I don't even know that you're hiding. I don't even know that you're hiding. There's one thing, if anybody's ever played hide and go seek, you know, it's a sweet game. We all love hide and go seek, right? Who doesn't? And the person hides and you have to go look for them. But imagine, my friends, that somebody's in the closet and you can't see them. They're hiding in the closet. But you know that they're there. Are they really hiding? They're not hiding anymore. I don't see them, but I know that they're there. That's called hester ponim. That's called one darg of Hester. But in the end of days, Anoichi Haster Aster, it's a Hester Ponim that's so thick that I don't even know that you're hiding, Hashem. I don't even know anything. I'm too busy with my TikTok feed. I don't even know anything anymore. I'm poshet oblivious. And the that it cut out Rabbi Yisai. We're going to need this gevaldike chizik of Rabbi Shimon. The kashem she'akadosh baruch hu lakol af Rabbi Shimon lakol afil lepchusim. And no matter where a person's going to be, he's going to be on the lowest darga. It doesn't make a difference. We're going to be able to use the koyach of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, the koyach of Toyrus Rabbi Shimon, the Toyrosai Mogen Lanu, he me'iris einenu. The Toy of Rabbi Shimon to pull us out from the Anoichi Haster Haster, that Hester Ponim that's Kofel Mechupel, that I don't even know that you're hiding anymore. I don't even know anything anymore. Like the Rishina Rebbe said, that in the end of days, that emuna for a Jew, hear these words well from the Rishina Rebbe, that for a Jew to believe, the emuna of a Jew, it's going to be so difficult for a Jew to believe in the end of days. It's going to be like climbing up a wall of glass. How do you climb up a wall of glass? There's nothing to hold on to. Where do I begin? How do I do anything? I can't do anything. To climb up a wall of glass. How does a Yid have a Muna when there's so much Hester upon him? There's so much Hester upon him that a Yid is mamish. What's Shachris? Somebody just messaged some of the Chever and said, Boch Hashem, I'm back in America. I get the 26-minute Shachris again. You know, good to be back with, you know, the good old days. You know, Yud Kei Vav Kei, 26-minute Shachris. On a Torah reading day. What's the Shachris? Where's the Chiyas, my tefillin? When was the last time I put on tefillin and I felt that they were buzzing on my brain? That Shem Hashem was buzzing on my head? That Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha. There'll be a Yira Mikol Ami Aretz. They're going to be afraid of Klal Yisrael. Eilu tefillin shebaroish, that we're going to wear a tefillin shebaroish, and people are going to be bepachad of Klal Yisrael. When was the last time I put on my tefillin with that chiyas? When was the last time my Shabbos wasn't so lame and boring? When was the last time I felt some gevaldige chiyas during Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? When was the last time I ran to my mincha ma'ariv minyan? When was the last time that I felt that my life depends on my tzitzis? And I can't go a day, I can't go a minute without tzitzis. And I can't hide my tzitzis, I need my tzitzis. When was the last time that I felt that my bris kodesh was the most sacred thing in the world to me? And my whole relationship to Hashem depends on the Kedushas HaBris, the Bris HaMa'or, the Bris HaLoshen, the Bris HaPeh. That my entire Torah Shebal Peh, Malchus Peh, that my entire life, my entire Chiyas depends on the Kedusha of the Bris. When was the last time that I felt the Chiyas? When was the last time I felt I just need to get back to Eretz Yisrael? So you know, my friends, the Zohar says an amazing thing, something you don't find in the Bavli. And even though, if you ask me, we should be learning Talmud Bavli a good 8 to 10 hours a day. But there's something that's in the Zohar that doesn't appear in the Bavli. That the Zohar itself says, a formula to get out of the Hester Ponim, a formula to get out of the craziness, to get out of the being mixed up in the Goyishkeit and all the confusion of Olam Hazeh, and to be able to somehow scale this wall of glass, to somehow make it up and rebuild my emunah. And the Zohar says, Beda Sifra, with this Sefer, Dahi Sefer HaZohar, this is the Sefer HaZohar. Yaskin Yisrael Min Galusa Berachmei, Klal Yisrael will come out of Galus with compassion. And therefore, there must be that there's some formula that in order to get out of my Galus, B'Klalius U'B'Pratius, on a national scale, but also on a personal scale, there's some secret that has to be unlocked by opening up Sefer HaZohar. And even though we're not talking about becoming Kabbalists here, and we're not telling people to go out and buy white cloaks and, you know, put it around, even though those are pretty cool, I'd prefer the white cloaks than the European garb, if you ask me. But we're not, there's no Halacha l'maisa and Hilchus Levushas Big Day Yisrael. This is that the Panemius, there must be something in the Zohar that I need to unlock. There must be something there that's going to take me out of my galus. That's going to take me out of all the confusion and all the challenge of this world. So what is that message of Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is guaranteeing us that this is the ticket out. And we know Chazal teaches that Ein Adam Yoitzis Atzmai Mbeisa Asurim, that a man is not able to extricate himself from jail. I can't take myself out. I'm inside jail. I need somebody to come with the key. So if I can't get out myself, how do I get out? And to this, Reb Shimon says, I'm going to help you out of jail. This is your get out of jail free card. It's called the world of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And isn't it amazing that even though all the years that Klal Yisrael always went to Reb Shimon for Lag BaOmer, the Arizal says himself that I went, and it was always in the Messiah of Klal Yisrael, and the Simcha by Reb Shimon was Nifla. It was always something that was on a smaller scale. We've never seen such a thing now, that there's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, throngs of Yidden coming to that holy mountain. And that Reb Shimon, that Lag BaOmer is becoming such a day all around the world. Wherever you go, you're seeing places in modern Orthodox shuls making hadlakas. You're seeing this light of Reb Shimon coming alive. Now more than ever, all around the world, there's something that the Jewish people are grabbing onto Reb Shimon. And everybody is. From all the spectrum, the most religious, the not religious, the yes keepers, no keepers, it doesn't make a difference. Everybody's running to Reb Shimon. Everybody knows there's something there. So what is it? What is it that Reb Shimon is telling us that he'll take us out of the Beis Asurim? What is this hope to get out of Galus of Reb Shimon? That Reb Shimon himself said that I want you to come on Lag BaOmer and to be festive and freilich with me. What is it? So Reb Shimon is all about Soid. So for 2 minutes, we'll talk about Soid. Soid means something deeper. You could meet a person, you go on a date with somebody, and what do you talk about on the first date? I don't know. How many siblings you have? Where you grew up, what high school you went to, what your favorite restaurant is, your favorite color. That's chitzonius. You're asking things, pshat, basic things. And it's very important because you need to begin the relationship with slow and opening up. But then there gets a certain time in the relationship where you can't just talk about restaurants and siblings anymore. You have to open your hearts up to each other. And it might be scary, and it might be vulnerable, but you have to be willing to share some secrets with each other. And maybe those are secrets that you never told anybody before. And maybe those are secrets that you were hoping to never tell anybody. But at a certain point, if you want the relationship to open up in a real way, you have to be megale the sod. You have to start sharing things, deeper things. Now, you don't go on date number one and say, well, hi there, what's your name? Yankee, what's your name, Sprincy? Well, Sprincy, I just got to tell you the deepest, darkest secrets of my heart. You know, it's going to freak the girl out. But you know what? At a certain point, Sprincy wants to know, who are you? For real. And even if they don't know that, that's what their neshamas are yearning for. I want to know you. I just don't want to go through the motions of this. Talking about what restaurants we like the rest of our life. I want to get to know you. That's called Said. It's a sotu when it comes with us, Hashem. Us and Hashem. So Hashem says, I want a basic relationship. That's called pshat. That's called all the expectations of this relationship. That's called tarig mitzvahs. And here, I need to add from the Rebbe Rav Melech from Lezhensk that the Rebbe Rav Melech from Lezhensk was explaining the pasuk in Kabbalah Satayra. That when we got the Torah, there's a pasuk as a hakdama to the Ten Commandments. You remember this vort chevra? You have to say it over on Shavuos. So the pasuk says, "V'yedaber Elokim es kol ha'dvar me'el lemor," and Elokim said a lot of stuff. Kol ha'dvar me'el lemor. You know what those things were? Tarayag mitzvahs. And you know what's included in tarayag mitzvahs? A lot of sif cottons in Mishnah Berurah. A lot of details. There's a big Tur Shulchan Aruch sitting on my shelf here. There's a lot of details. And we a bit freaked out. Because there's a lot to do. And there's a lot of demand. And you know what? As somebody in a relationship, a married person, you can get caught up a lot in what you need to do. I got the chores and I got to do this thing and I got to do that thing and, you know, wait till the kids come. I got this thing happening. There's a lot of stuff. You got to do all these things. And you can get lost a lot in the technicalities. And you get lost a lot. And of course you need to change the light bulbs in the house and take out the dirty diapers and do the carpool and make sure you pick up your dirty socks, you know, at least most of the time. Because a house doesn't run without the halachas of the bayis. The house doesn't run without the v'yedaber Elokim, without the din, without the structure of the home. If nobody's picking up the dirty socks, it's not going to smell so nice after a day or two. The house needs to run, needs to have an order, there needs to be laundry, there needs to be money coming in. And a person could go year after year with all the details of Yadabra Elokim, Eskola Devar Me'ela Leimor, all the details and all the expectations. But at a certain point, sometimes the husband, sometimes the wife, and someone screams out from the depths of their heart, but wait, this isn't it. We're missing the side. The side is, why are we in this? Under the chuppah, when we looked into each other's eyes, it wasn't only to change light bulbs and do laundry. I wanted something more. I wanted something deep. I wanted something vulnerable. And a yid has to say this to Hashem. Hashem, yes, I want the details, but really I want you. I don't want to forget about you in my tefillin. I don't want to forget about you in my shachris, and my running to a mincha ma'ariv, and my tzitzis. I want to remember that I'm grabbing on to the greatest, greatest secret, which is that it's all from you. And that's why the next pasuk is, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. After all the things that we have to do, says the Rebbe Melech, don't forget, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, it's all from me. It's me, it's Yudke Vavke, it's me. You found me. You found me. I was here the whole time. I'm not hiding anymore. I'm not hiding anymore. And you make a breakthrough. This is the side of Reb Shimon. And say every single page of Zohar and all the students of Reb Shimon and all the Talmidim of the Talmidim until this very day, anybody who was mekusher to Torah Reb Shimon, anybody who was holding on to the light of Lag BaOmer, anybody who's holding on to Lag, the letters Gal, Gilui, reveal, Gal Einai ve'abita niflois misoira secha. That Gal Hashem, I want to see you. I want to see the nifladika side of you in every single mitzvah. Anybody who's holding on to that Torah, his light is getting very, very big in this world. And the kids are running to those rabbis because they feel like there's a big or here. And the Reb Shimon said that this light is going to keep building and building and building. Because in the end of the day, it's not enough that I just said so and you've got to do it. It's not enough. It can't be social orthodoxy anymore. It's got to be deep. It's got to be vulnerable. And that's why so many of the kids are running off to the streets. They're running off to wherever they're running. Finding girls and whatever, because they're saying, I don't feel stimulated. I don't feel there's a secret in whatever I'm getting from my high schools. I need something deeper. I need that side. I need to be vulnerable to you, Hashem. I need to cry a little bit. At least my girlfriend, I can, you know, she'll tell me that she loves me and we can be vulnerable together. When do I get that? By showing up late to shachris and the rabbi gets upset at me and it's a whole thing. And I need something deeper. And Reb Shimon says, this is the side. This is going to take you out of all of the confusion. So I'm not telling anybody now to go and buy yourself a full set of Zohar and start reading with a Masak Midvash and, you know, to do your best. It's not a bad thing. I can't tell you it's not bad. I can't tell you that it's bad. But what I am saying is that hold on to those svarim that are pulling you in to the meaning behind everything. The students of the Vilna Gaon, the students of the Baal Shem Tov, the Ramchal, hold on. Hold on to those Torahs. Hold on to that deeper world, because all of them are grabbing onto the Zohar. And they said, this is the side. It's got to be something deeper, something more meaningful. I'll leave you with one ma'isa from Reb Shimon. There's a famous ma'isa in the Medrash, which moves me every time that I think about it. Lineder, I say it every single year. That Reb Shimon, it's known that on Lag BaOmer, it's a day of tremendous segula. that if people do not have children, it's a day to daven for people to have children. Pekidus Akaris. Sorry for my Shvacha connection here. And for 10 years, they did not have children. And there's a halacha that a man can divorce his wife. He needs to have children. So they came to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and they said, Rabbi, what should we do? You know, I'd like to leave my wife. And Rabbi Shimon said, first of all, isn't it amazing that if you have like a Shalom Bayis Shaila, you could, you know, just go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? That those days existed. So Al Kaponim, Rabbi Shimon said, did you guys have a big party when you got married? I said, yeah, of course. It happened to be a very large wedding. You had music. Oh, yeah, the best. Eitan Katz. Food. Carving stations, Gevaldik. 5 towns. He said, okay. And all your friends were there. Everybody was there. So Rabbi Shimon said, well, the same way that you got married with music and food and big festivities, I want you to make a party that you're getting divorced. A big party. Leave nothing out. The same way. Okay? It was a bit funny. No, we're leaving each other. You know, like, why are we making a party? Make a party. Okay. So they made a giant party. Friends, it was a bit of a funny invitation. Like, you know, you're invited to the divorce party of Plony and Polonis. Okay, fine. I guess there'll be food, you know, music, drink. Be nice. So there's a big turnout. And at the party, so he was with his chevra, and she was with her chavritas. And at a certain point, she started to go over to some of like his buddies, and she said, give him to drink a little bit. Just get him a little bit shicker. So they started giving him to drink. And at a certain point in the party, he was very lebedik. And he went over to his soon ex-wife. And he told her, he said, you know, we had a beautiful marriage together. I'm about to, you know, divorce you. But I want you to know that I want you to pick anything that's precious in this home. I'm a very wealthy man. I give it to you. Beyond what says in the Ksuba, anything you want. I got very expensive things in this house. This big gold, this big beautiful painting, anything. Cars, Teslas, whatever you want. Fine. He goes back to his friends and continues to drink. He drinks so much that he passes right out. The wife notices that he passed out, tells some of her sheishvinim to go take my husband and bring him back to my father's house, to Beis Abba. The husband wakes up the next morning, looks around, you know, he's in his father-in-law's house. Like, what's going on? This is not where he's supposed to be. Like, he's leaving her. And he sees that his wife is sitting there by his side. And he says, you know, what are you doing? I have to leave. We're leaving. We're done. And she said, you know, when you told me to take the most precious thing in this house, well, you know, the most precious thing in this house to me is you. And he said, well, you're also the most precious thing to me. And they stayed together, and 9 months later, they had a baby boy. And they came back to Reb Shimon, and they thanked Reb Shimon. What was Reb Shimon helping them do? They couldn't do for 10 years. For 10 years, somehow, there was something deeper that they didn't see in each other. And therefore, there was no fruits that were coming out of this relationship. Reb Shimon had to do something to remind them the koyach of Reb Shimon, the soid, of really, really deep down what they want, who they love, what it's all about. And when a yid touches that pintle, when a yid touches the inner pintle of his neshama, from that place, the fertile fruits start blossoming in the most wondrous way. This is the Seder of Shimon. And when a yid mamish, the koyach of Reb Shimon and Lag BaOmer, realizes the power that he has during this time, and he realizes that I can start to bear fruit in my Torah, in my Avodah, my learning, my Tosfos could start to bear fruits, and my Pnei Yeshuas, I could start to know what Rabbi Akiva Egg was actually talking about, and my Shachrises could be on fire, because I have finally touched that inner place inside of me. And this comes from exposing yourself to people that are living the Torahs of Reb Shimon and learning the Svarim and holding on and crying out to Hashem and saying, please Hashem, Lama Nigaran, I want this place. I need this place. I need to be a real Yid. I need to be a deep Yid. So B'siyat D'Shmai Rabbi Yisai, K'shem Shte HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Kol, Kach Reb Shimon L'Kol, just like Hashem is for everybody. Reb Shimon is for everybody. Reb Shimon is bringing us. He's opening up the soid inside of me that all I want is you, Hashem. All I want is you. I got for blundered. I got lost in this world, my job, my career, and my stuff. So I don't feel like I'm bearing fruits anymore in my life. I feel barren. And Reb Shimon comes to reawaken that inner point, that soid. And from that side, all blessing comes. We should be zeicher Rabbi Yisai to the gevaldige or of Lag BaOmer to be makabel, just like Shavuos is like Rosh Hashanah, you're going to get all the Torah that you're going to have for the year. So too, Lag BaOmer is like the Rosh Hashanah that you're going to get all the side for the year. You're going to get all of the access to the deepest part of your neshama on this day. So daven for it. Say, Hashem, I want to be a deep yid. I want to be vulnerable. I want to be real. I want to know what tefillin really is. I want to be close to you, Hashem. I don't want to just be a vedabat alakimus kol advarim e'ela leimor. I'm just caught in the details, which I know that I need. Otherwise, there's no relationship. But I want to also know, anochi Hashem alekecha, that you're shining in every one of my mitzvahs. And when a yid feels like this, he could climb up a wall of glass. Ayid could do anything. His emunah, Hashem, you're with me. And you're no longer hiding. And all the hastar is gone. And there's a gilui of the hester. That's what this gevaldige giluyim on Lag BaOmer of Soid, of the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shining into your life, Zoyar's lashon of or, of this great shine, this light of Oyer Aisa. So my dear friends, we should be Zoycha Mamish. Reuben Yehuda, Rabbi Peleaf, what an honor to learn a little Shtickle Torah together. 36 minutes of Torah, Lamed Vav Tzadikim, Lamed of Neirus, of Chanukah. We should be Zoycha. So nice to see your shining faces. Bezrat Hashem. Let's speak soon, and let's Mamish bring Mashiach. And this Lag BaOmer Davin, just Davin. We should be saying to this Amen ve Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shkoyach.
Amen. Thank you, Rav.
Shkoyach. Great to see you. And thank you, Rabbi Pelea, for organizing. Thank you.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you, Rav. Thank you both.
A good Yom Tov and a good Yor.